Oh, hi, Lucinda, please.
Yes, Lucinda.
Hello.
Hi, Lucinda. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Aggravated and busy.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll make it quick. You probably got the notification, but I was following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if...
I'm having trouble getting you to do your job.
Not true. I see that you're ranking on Google and you're getting tons of impressions and clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page.
I hope you didn't call to argue with me.
No. I'm just saying I'm looking at your dashboard and this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 4,200
because we weren't on it last month.
Yeah, let me filter it out for the last 30 days and see what it says. Give me a second here. So in the last 30 days, you were found on the first page of Google 264 times, and you had 55 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you're receiving a ton of work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they... You what?
And I'm aware that whenever you're all not doing your job and I have to beg, kick, and scream, cry every month, I'm getting frustrated with it because then the bills don't get paid.
Right, but if this account were to cancel, all of that placement would unravel, your site would come down, and your business would dramatically be affected. So I'm just calling you to let you know that in the terms and hear me out for a second, Lucinda, if I may, or do you want to talk first? You can talk first if you like.
I want to know if you can meet me somewhere in the middle with this because I'm frustrated right now.
I can give you more time, but the $129 is past due because of the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature. You agreed to an automatic renewal each month of $129 on the 28th.
More time, that would be great.
I will, absolutely. How much time are you thinking?
You'll have to ask Mr. Flores. He's standing right there.
Hi, Mr. Flores. The credit card we have says Lucinda Wilson. Do you have a different credit card that we would be using in the near future, or?
You might have one for one time until I get everything organized, because I'm telling you right now, I have a levy on my bank account to the IRS because we are not making enough money.
I see. So I don't know if you've looked at your site while the account's been in the suspended status, but we are climbing to the top.com has a big orange banner at the top, and that's just a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. But I would suggest to try to get that one-time payment in as soon as possible because that way that orange banner will come off the site and it won't affect your placement as much. You know what I mean? But I can give you more time. Just don't let it roll into, you know, August 28th because that's when another payment would occur. And I don't want you to, you know, have two payments, you know, so close together. So even if you need 2 or 3 weeks, that's perfectly fine because what I can do once we collect it is I can then push the next payment out 30 days so that way you won't have two payments close together. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate if you give me 2 or 3 more weeks before then because right now I'm frustrated. I'm in the bathroom getting ready to go to court and today is going to decide whether I have a business or not.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah. Don't worry, Lucinda. Take care of that first. I totally understand where you're coming from. And then the system tries to process it once daily. There might be a miracle a couple of weeks down the road where it just goes through automatically. But if not, I'll follow up with you in a couple of weeks. And I just sent you another notification that talks about...
My bank doesn't like to recognize you. It's like one of the payments every month that they try to kick out, and then the fraud company calls me, and I...
Oh, no. Okay, so I don't know if Mr. Flores is there, and if he wants to use a different card for a one-time payment. But this one isn't saying that it's fraudulent or anything. It's just saying that it's insufficient funds. So I'm thinking that once you get things straightened out with the bank,
I get a phone call from my bank, and it says, your bank has been tracked down for fraudulent actions. Please call the bank.
Oh, that's frustrating.
And then I have to argue with them, too.
Yeah. Well, if that happens, you might have to call them and authorize it if that happens. But, yeah, I would just, you know, maybe wait to see when we get to that point if you have to do it or not. Because some banks are that way. You have to call them, like, every month and authorize it, which is frustrating. I just got off the phone with a man, and he said, I'm so frustrated. My bank does this to me all the time, and I'm just going to switch banks on Saturdays that I'm tired of it, you know. So, but it's only certain banks. They're not all that way. But yeah, if they're doing that, then, you know, if, you know, the funds are there one day and you get a notification that you have to authorize it, then you might have to do it if that's how your bank is, you know, but I don't know if they would do it this time as well.
All right. Well, like I said, give me a couple of weeks. Don't pressure Jose today about making payment immediately today. We get back with you.
Yes. Of course. Yeah, my extension is on that email that I sent you. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you get things squared away, you can call me. If not, I'll follow up with you in a week or two, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lucinda. Have a good day. Bye-bye.